says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Hey, welcome to the show, folks.
We grow good old tomatoes and homemade.
You are tuned into the Trump phenomenon here on a Wednesday, September 21st, 2016. Yeah, we've got another good one for you. Donald Trump today was in Toledo, Ohio. With him was Mike Pence. And are you ready for this, sports fans? Don King. So, I'm not joking. Don King introduced Mike Pence, who introduced Donald Trump. So we're going to go right to Don King. George, are you ready for this? Come in, George.
Okay, George is here too, James.
Okay, George, yes. We're about to go here to Don King, and he'll be introducing Mike Pence, who introduces Donald Trump. So let's listen to Don King. It's just the end of his comments. We'll start with that. He's got the flags of the United States and Ohio behind him here. And he's got a great Don King, a patented Don King sort of outfit on.
Toledo.
Yes, Holy Toledo. And he's looking pretty good, actually. I haven't seen Don King in a while. So here he goes. We'll let her rip.
And the word went out around the world, we're going to create a whole new system. We're going to take this system apart.
Preacher,
that
brother.
Means the left outs, the white woman and the people of color, is going to be included. It's inclusive in. And he's going to fight for the rights of all the people, one man, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Say this to you with great heart and joy, because he's like the founding fathers. It has not been a consensus of public opinion in the rejection of a form of government since the time that the 13 colonies came together to separate from England with their founding fathers. The people are angry. The people are disgusted. The people feel like they have been betrayed by the elected officials. And the enjoyment that they have, they find in a guy with the intestinal fortitude, the steadfastness, the matter of fact is, in telling the truth and telling it like it is a young man that's the spirit of America, Donald J. Trump.
Young man. Young man. Go. Go, Reverend King.
There you go. You know, give it that call, because he's going to put everything in anything in all of his efforts, and it's very difficult, you know, because we have been excluded. The white woman and the people of color have no rights. They play the game. The system is almighty. And naturally here with what did that lady call us, a super predator or something? But she said she was sorry. But what we do is we, you know, you tell a lie, you make a promise, and then you apologize. You tell a lie, you make a promise, and then you apologize. You know, I mean, this has been going on for 400 years now, and we're going to try to bring back that change, to bring the government back into the hands of the people. is going to be to all the people of color here, you know, the 1994 bill that puts in mass incarceration and being able to tell the white woman they're fighting for their rights, but yet you can't get equal pay, you can't get the respect that is due to 50% of the population. You know what I mean? It got to be able to still be fighting for their pay and the right to be able to speak about their own body, to have any rights, no rights, the unalienable rights of God-given rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is being denied. You must recognize that Trump is a spirit. He's a spirit of America to say, yes, I can, when everyone says, no, you can't. So I am thrilled to be a part of the American history, to be a part, to be here with you, the most gracious and hospitable audience that I've ever spoke before, and to see and to feel the cheer, the passion, the need for change that I can feel in your veins, in your body, in your voice, you know what I mean? And we come here not to tell you what to do, but to show you what we can do working together. So I'm just delighted. I'm thrilled beyond recognition and depiction. I can't describe the feeling, but I got a young man that's coming behind me, a man that is standing up. I'm like the John the Baptist, a voice crying in the wilderness, one that's coming greater than I. And so all of this audience, but those who have hope in the Lord, we will soar like eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not be faint. The time has come for this nation to fulfill its promise. And Donald Trump is there to administer and lead that movement to make sure that it does fulfill its promise. A new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men and women are created equal. So I say, without further ado, I'm going to bring the dynamic governor from Indiana, Governor Pence, who's going to be the vice president to this inimitable and, I just get so excited this takes my breath away, you know, to this great leader that we have standing in the background here, that will be coming out to see you and address you and to tell you and let you feel what he feels and he feels what you feel. And together it's going to be a dynamism that can't be stopped. We're on the move and there's no stopping us now. Trump time. What time is it? Trump time. What time is it? Trump time. What time is it? Trump time. Without further ado, meet the dynamic governor from Indiana. Hey, Mr. Prince, come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the next Vice President of the United States, Governor Mike Pence.
Only in America, says Don King. Only on RBN.
Thank you, Don. Hello, Ohio. Thank you for that warm Buckeye State welcome. I'm Mike Pence. Just 2 months ago, I had the privilege with my wife at my side to accept my party's nomination to run and serve as the next Vice President of the United States of America. And I got to tell you, I accepted that invitation in a heartbeat because you have nominated a man for president who never quits. He's a fighter. He's a builder. And until very recently, it seemed like he was out there fighting all on his own. But now this movement is coming together. This party is coming together. Ohio is coming together. And we're going to make Donald Trump the next president of the United States of America.
Oh, my goodness. This is oratory. Let me pause. Governor Pence there, governor of Indiana, the neighboring state. George, what do you think?
All we need is Howard Cosell, but great to see Don King jumping up in there. I had two black people today give me the thumbs up for the Trump-mobile, so I'm not so sure that black America is as enamored with Hillary as the press would make it out to be.
Well, I'll tell you what. I like what Mike Pence does. Donald Trump is a fighter. Who better to introduce him than Don King? The most famous fight promoter in the history of the world, and he is a Buckeye. He's born in Cleveland, Ohio, dropped out of Kent State University. And get this, get the fights that he has promoted. Most famous for the Thriller in Manila and the Rumble in the Jungle. He promoted both of those fights, probably the two most famous fights of all time. And let me just get a look of his boxers here. You ready for this? We had Muhammad Ali, but then Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield, Julio Cesar Chavez, Aaron Pryor, Bernard Hopkins, Ricardo Lopez, Felix Trinidad, Terry Norris, Carlos Zarate, Azuma Nelson, Andrew Golota, Mike McCallum, Gerald McClellan, Meldrick Taylor, Marco Antonio Barrera, Thomas Adamek, Ricardo Mayorga. that's quite a list.
And James, you left one out.
Yeah.
Cassius Clay.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right. I remember Cassius Clay when he was Cassius Clay in the Olympics. And I remember at the same time, I was a student at UCLA with a student named Lou Alcindor. But nobody knows him as Lou Alcindor, except those of us that were there who became...
I remember Lou Alcindor.
Yeah, Lou Alcindor, the UCLA basketball team. I can't even remember. What name did he adopt?
He is now known as
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
And he's also one of the most bankrupt famous athletes in the world.
So what a thing to hear Don King. I'm just saying, in terms of surprise attack and getting the enemy in a crossfire, Hillary Clinton's camp is not ready. What do they have as a counterpunch to Don King? I don't know.
That's a great question. Maybe they'll dust off Stokely Carmichael and H-Rat Brown and say, yep, and here's what we're going to deliver to America. You like riots? We'll have more.
Yeah, but that's true. But anyway, let's go. We'll go back to Mike Pence. We'll go to your calls. The call-in number is our old traditional call-in number, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And let me just put that out there. This is a live program, as you can tell from, the three horsemen here get together. Paul comes in, and we'll just put the word out there to Paul, if he's listening now, that, anytime he gets on the air, just bust right into the conversation, Paul. Don't wait around. Same applies to you, George. And then on that day when I don't show up, you guys just started up. Wow. Well, and we're going to hear, after we hear a little more Mike Pence, we're going to hear Donald Trump today in Toledo, Ohio. Lots of good news to share with you. And the... definitely want to get into some calls because we've had a couple shows that were so interesting. There was so much going on. We shortchanged you callers. So especially if you're a caller who didn't get in previous shows, be sure to call in again tonight. There was one I remembered. I think his name was Ian from where was he? I'll look back here in the calls. But I think your name was Ian, and I was intrigued to hear you as a new caller, and we didn't get you in. So, yes, no. Less in Canada. If you're out there, Les, love to have you call back, and I apologize for missing you the other night.
And Tom from Florida dropped off late last week. So, Tom, call us back.
All righty. So let's go back to our audio from Toledo today. How big was the crowd? Let's see. He was in the Stranahan Theater. I don't know the size of the crowd yet. I'll try to determine that for you as the show goes on here. Let's listen. Now, you got to agree, Mike Pence, I mean, what a speaker, what a dynamic man. He would himself would make a tremendous presidential candidate. And come to think of it, in the year 2020, the Republican Party will be looking for another candidate. If they haven't yet repealed the 22nd Amendment and Donald Trump is not going into his third term, hey, Mike Pence might be ready for the presidency himself. Let's listen to him.
From when this good man begins his journey to the Oval Office and to bring America back. You know, Donald Trump has a plan. He has a plan that millions of Americans are embracing each and every day. It's a plan to put America back to work again, to make sure this economy that's been stifled under the weight
of the policies of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton is let loose with more freedom, less taxes, less regulation, and repeal Obamacare lock, stock, and barrel. Donald Trump will rebuild our military, restore the arsenal of democracy, and ensure that we stand with our allies and stand up to and defeat those who threaten our freedom and threaten our people. Donald Trump will stand strong with those who wear the uniform of law enforcement on the thin blue line all across Ohio and all across America. Donald Trump will end illegal immigration once and for all. Ooh. Enforce the laws of this nation for the people of this nation. And he will make appointments to the Supreme Court of the United States of America that will uphold our Constitution and all our God-given liberties. And I'm happy to tell you, Donald Trump is in the building. In just a moment, you're going to hear directly from him. His vision that's literally mobilized tens of millions of Americans into a movement that will make America great again. People all across this country see what you and I see more and more every day. They see that in Donald Trump is a man who actually embodies the spirit of America.
You got it.
Strong, freedom-loving, independent, optimistic, and willing to fight for what he believes in, and he's going to fight for the American people every day, all the way to the White House. So let me say to all of you, here in Ohio, a state that always looms large in our national elections, but particularly so this year, for the sake of our security, for the sake of our prosperity, for the sake of our Supreme Court and our Constitution, and for the sake of ensuring that the highest standards of integrity are in the highest office in the land, Ohio, we ask you today to decide that we will not rest, we will not relent until we make Donald Trump the 45th president.
Ooh, okay. Take a little bit of a pause there. We'll bring up Donald Trump in just a second. You know, George, that is... I feel sorry for Tim. I don't really feel sorry, but Tim Kaine should be feeling sorry for himself having to go up against an orator like that in the October 4th vice presidential debate.
Not a big Tim Kaine fan. How about you, James?
No.
Good grief.
He's not even in Mike Pence's league.
There's that word we're not allowed to use much, but I'll use it. It's called cuckold. How would you like to spend the rest of your life being known as Hillary Clinton's running mate?
Ouch, ouch. Here comes Mike Pence again.
But I'll tell you what, it's really cool for me. Because while this guy got his start in Ohio, played a little basketball for Ohio State, we brought him over to Indiana for a while. 11 Big Ten championships.
Is that Larry Bird?
One of the winningest coaches in the history of basketball, in the Basketball Hall of Fame, in the College Basketball Hall of Fame. You love him here in Ohio. We revere him in Indiana. He is an ardent supporter of our next president. Will you join me in welcoming the one and only Bobby Knight to this stage here in the Buckeye State?
Oh, Mr. Basketball. Cheering so loud, the audio broke up.
I don't dress as well as politicians dress.
Okay, we'll leave it right there. We'll pause.
But
Bobby
I want
Knight.
You to know,
join us
and
right
it's
after
for
the
all
break.
Of you folks.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
"We're back, folks."
Any man can.
Let's drop back in on Bobby Knight, most famous name in basketball, coached Indiana University. And I just realized, it just dawned on me that back when he was coaching, his Indiana University must have played against Larry Bird's Indiana State. Very interesting. It never occurred to me that these two greats were actually pitted against each other in basketball. And it also, I think that we mentioned Lou Alcindor. I think Lou Alcindor's UCLA might have beaten Indiana in a national championship. Let's go back to Bobby Knight. Here he is. Introducing Donald Trump.
I wore my red, white, and blue shirt for you today. And I think that when you leave, I hope you all go out and buy a red, white, and blue shirt because it's indicative of your love for the greatest country in the world, the United States. And I want to say just a moment about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is national. He's international. He's not just an American. He's a world figure. He's known all over the world. Donald Trump put a lot of businesses together. United States, around the world, a lot of businesses. created a lot of jobs, thousands of jobs for people around the world. And there's something, when I coached, we had to do two things. We had to have good players, and we had to solve problems. We had to figure out how to beat the press. We had to figure out how to beat the zone defense. We had to do a lot of things. There's nobody that I've met in my lifetime that has a better grasp of how to correct mistakes.
Wow.
And how to look at what's wrong and how to correct what's wrong and how to get it going right. And I think that is the most important thing that can be brought to the next president of the United States. And there's nobody who has a better background in correcting things that are going wrong and getting things going in the right direction and developing those things. The best person ever has been Donald Trump.
Wow. That's a hell of a compliment from Bobby Knight.
Believe me when I tell you, I think you're all going to agree on this. Our next president is going to inherit a hell of a lot of problems. And it's going to take a problem solver to get us back where we want to be and where we should be. And there is no one that even comes close to being smart, tough, and dedicated completely to the United States of America. Let's put Donald Trump in that position so he can get us back where we belong. This guy is going to have to deal with a lot of things. He's going to have to deal and inherit a national debt larger than we've ever had. He's going to have to deal with immigration problems and on. But again, I throw out to you, and I'm a history major. I've studied history, I think, as much as anybody has. And without any reservation, I've come to the conclusion in getting to know Mr. Trump that when I need somebody on my side to help us with problems, he's the first man I want to choose and the first man I want to see. And I think if we vote for Donald Trump, we are going to get started off in the next presidency far and away better than we could hope to be. So I hope you folks will come with me and walk the walk and walk the step with Donald Trump and let him take care of what the presidency is all about. Thank you very much.
All right, here comes Donald
Ladies
Trump.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
right
the next president of the United States, Mr. Donald J. Trump.
Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare, don't despair, at www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here on the Trump Phenomenon, and Les in Canada did call in. Les, before I make you wait anymore, Donald Trump is waiting at the podium with the microphone in his hand. We're all going to wait for you, Les. Thank you for calling.
Okay, you ready for me?
Yes.
Okay, James, thanks for taking my call. I have a warning. Please be patient with me because I'm not familiar with doing this. You've heard of the Trojan horse, eh?
Sure.
We know that we're concerned about Mr. Trump being taken out, eh? Well, to put it quite bluntly, he has a Trojan horse in him now. You want me to go through?
Well, just tell me who you think the Trojan horse is. Go ahead, name a name.
Okay. It's called a statin drug. Okay. Now, here's what a statin drug does. It blocks a pathway that your body takes to give coenzyme Q10 to the heart.
Yes. Now, I take coenzyme Q10 every day. I just took some a little while ago. But, Les, are you saying that Donald Trump is taking a medication that will harm him?
Yes. He's on a statin drug.
Well, okay. Now, let's do this. Les, this is such a compact show with so little time. That's an interesting topic. But we're going to have to, you know, with my another apology to you, we can't develop that topic right now because we're waiting for Donald Trump to speak in Toledo. And by the way, let me give you my private phone number, everybody out there. Not very private, is it? It's 701-317-5317. Anybody out there?
Go ahead.
701-317-5317. Les, you call me anytime. And folks out there, please do. I love talking with the audience. So please use that number anytime, anybody. And
yeah,
some topics. We got more time.
317-5317.
You got it. And we can develop topics that we don't have time for on the show. So, Les, thank you very much. I wish Paul were here to say hi to you, your countryman.
Yes, I would like to talk to him. But
Paul's probably listening to the show right now, so we'll make sure that you get connected with Paul. Let's go, though. Let's go now, Les. Let's go to Donald Trump. Here he is. He's about to start speaking today in Toledo, Ohio.
What a group that is, Bobby Knight. That's really great. Do we love Ohio? Do we love Ohio? Having Bobby Knight and having Don King and our vice president, he's going to be a great vice president, too, I can tell you that. Bobby was here, and they were all converged. At one time, I said, let's all do it. Let's give him a real treat. That's a treat, having that group. So I just want to thank everybody. We're doing really great in the polls. You know that. The Bloomberg poll, we're up 5 in Ohio, in CNN. CNN, we're up 3 in Florida. We now lead Nevada, Iowa. We lead in North Carolina. The LA Times has us 4 or 5 points up. So it's really been amazing. On November 8th, we're going to win this state. We're going to win the White House. We're going to win it back. We're going to win it back. This is a movement, and we're taking our country back for the people. We're taking it back. It's been a long time. As I travel the country, the crowds get bigger and the enthusiasm grows. Thousands of people outside, they just left because they figure we can't get in unless somebody wants. Would anybody like to give up their seat? No? I thought you were going to say that. But there's so much love in the rooms. The Washington insiders, they're panicking. They are very concerned. They're looking at what's going on with the polls and they're saying, what's happening? This wasn't supposed to happen. It wasn't supposed to happen in the primaries, and this wasn't supposed to happen, but it's happening, and I think we're going to bring it all the way. We are going to replace our failed and corrupt establishment with a new government that serves you, your family, the country. You're going to be happy. The change is going to begin right away. The key is November 8th. If you can get in there a little early, that's okay, too. November 8th. My economic agenda can be summed up in 3 very beautiful words. Jobs, jobs, jobs. We have to bring our jobs back. On my first day in office, I'm going to order a review of every single regulation and executive order issued by President Obama. All job-killing regulations and all illegal executive orders will be immediately terminated. Excessive regulation costs our economy $2 trillion a year. You believe that? $2 trillion a year. I want to put that money back into the pockets of the American people where it belongs. I am going to direct the Department of Commerce to identify every single violation of our trading rules by our foreign competitors, who, in many cases, cheat. We will apply every lawful remedy to end these trade abuses once and for all. We have no choice. We're going to end them. Trade will be fair and reciprocal. And products will be made in America and sold all around the world like we used to do it, you know, when we were smart. We're going to pass one of the biggest and boldest tax reforms and tax reductions in American history. It's going to include a 15% tax rate for all businesses, small and large, making our country a magnet for new jobs. That's 15% down from 35%. Income taxes will be cut dramatically for the workers. The workers, and I mean the really hard workers. You're paying too much tax, folks. Everybody knows it. So for the workers, the middle class, families, everybody, we're having a major, major tax reductions. And I will tell you, Ivanka Trump wants child care taken care of, and we're going to do that, okay? Also, on my first day, I'm going to ask Congress to immediately send me a bill to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Day one. This is it.
Premiums in Ohio have increased more than 80% since Obamacare was passed. 80%. Have you noticed? It's not a pretty picture, right? 80%. Premiums have gone up almost $5,000 nationwide since 2009. More than two-thirds of our nation's counties, and think of this, have lost insurers. Every day I'm reading another one left. All the big ones are all leaving. It's falling anyway. We're going to replace it and terminate it. But even if we didn't, it's not making it, just so you understand. We're going to replace government-run Obamacare with reforms that put patients first. These reforms include expanding access to popular health care savings accounts, empowering Americans to shop for their insurance so that they can really have great choice right across state lines, and to block granting, and really important, Medicaid to the states so they can design innovative solutions to the best, and it's going to be solutions, folks, that best serve you, your families, your children.
Just, folks, just what Bobby Knight was describing, a man who knows how to figure out what's wrong and fix it. Bobby Knight said of everyone he's ever met in his life, Donald Trump is the best problem solver he knows of in the world. We'll pause right there because we've got another caller and I pledged I'm going to get in the callers today, and I want to also open a new subject, George, and that is Donald Trump as president. Let's face it, he's going to win. He's going to need a Senate, and he's going to need a House that backs him up. Will he have that? Well, Real Clear Politics is projecting that he will. In the House, here's what they're projecting. A House that shakes out at about 240 Republicans to 195 Democrats. That's fine. That's a great majority in the House. 218 seats needed for a majority, so the Republicans are going to have 22 seats of headroom in the House. Now, let's go to the Senate, a little bit tighter in the Senate. Real Clear Politics, now, you know, this is just a projection, and but it's one of the better, I guess maybe the best statistical website we've got going. Here's what they project for the Senate. They project a Republican Senate, 51 Republicans and 49 Democrats. Kind of confusing Democrat with hypocrite there. Democrat. 51 Republicans, 49 Democrats. That's too close for comfort, folks. But when you throw in President of the House, Vice President Mike Pence, President of the Senate, that's something. So if it were to go to a 50-50 tie, Mike Pence was the tiebreaker. So the Republicans are projected to retain control of the Senate. Now, if Trump landslides, as he appears to be headed towards, if it's a landslide, those numbers in the House and the Senate will have coattails. Trump will have coattails, and those numbers will be even better. So we haven't covered that story in this show at all. How's the House doing, and how is the Senate doing? So good news there, George.
Randy James?
Yep. Just in case, just for more detail on the Senate, Real Clear Politics is projecting that the Republicans will pick up a seat in Nevada. They'll lose a seat in Indiana, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Illinois for a net change of +3 for the Democrats. Let's go back to But well, let's go to William in Montana, and then we'll go back to Donald Trump. William, you're on the air.
Good evening, James and George. Donald Trump is incredible. I've been reading a lot about his, how he's going to stop illegal immigrants. But he's also said a lot. I've just been searching this out. He's also said a lot that even legal immigrants must be vetted because they weren't vetted when they came in. And he said that he's going to find out. They have to love this country. And he's going to round up these people who are recruiting for terrorist organizations overseas. And he said, and also the people who fall for this and allow themselves to be recruited. And remember when you were talking about, the security guard up in Minnesota, turned knife wheeler?
Yes.
I looked a little bit more into the Somalians in Minnesota. They're the largest population by state. And it's now estimated that there are 170,000 in Minnesota. Some even say that this might be as high as 230,000. And yep. What's very interesting is one of the biggest problems that was identified by the Minnesota Humanities Center was that these people do not have good literary skills. And in Minnesota, you need those to get jobs. So they come up with a great program, mostly as a result of a protest. And they're now going to push for bilingual books in schools.
Oh.
But the Somali language has only existed in written form since 1972.
This is how
they're going to solve, so now they're going to educate Somalians to learn how to read in their own language, and that's going to get them high-tech jobs in the Minnesota high-tech, business.
But, William, when we think of the problems, let us count the ways.
Yes.
Islam preaches four wives per man, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Four wives per man, okay? Now, all you bleeding hearts and social justice warriors out there in social services departments across the nation, tell me how that interview goes when you ask, are you married? Yes, I have four wives and 16 children, and I want you to pay for all of them. Now, and by the way, in all 50 states, polygamy is against the law.
Sure.
So, that's just one of the hundreds of absolutely unsolvable problems that you introduce when you bring in, you import the most
yes.
utterly alien population you could possibly import, and also Islam in the Quran is inherently hostile to Christianity. Inherently hostile to you and me as disbelievers, as unbelievers, mm-hmm. as infidels, and the practice preached by the Quran is terrorize them. It says it in the book. Terrorize William and Kelso and George and Paul and all the rest of you in this audience. You have to be brain dead or a traitor, an evil traitor, to want to do that to your country. And that's exactly what we've got. So
they were even protesting in St. Paul. They were even protesting that there's not enough Somali-speaking bank tellers, and they needed to have parking meter people to speak Somali because they felt intimidated when they would park illegally, and people would come up to them, and they said that they were intimidated because the parking traffic officer only spoke English.
Right, which is so racist.
I mean, this is,
that's so racist, William, to only speak English. It's such a racist thing to do.
Yeah, I've been thinking about learning Somali.
Okay. William,
anyway.
Thank you for... thank you for highlighting that for the folks. And
thank you.
Good to hear from you, as always. You always bring some great facts to the show. Let's go back to Donald Trump in Toledo today. Here he is.
Serve you. In addition to prosperity, we will also provide safety. We are going to take a swift, strong action to protect the American people from radical Islamic terrorism.
Bingo.
In recent days, terrorists have attacked in New York City, New Jersey, and Minnesota. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. If Hillary is president, it would be a disaster. If Trump is president, you will be very, very happy. No. Not a pretty picture. But if Trump is president, you watch how good it will be. It will be a whole different story.
All right, we'll pause right there.
These attacks, like so many others, and come were right made back possible with our because last of our segment extremely open immigration. Moment.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Yes, that's us, folks. Thank you, Merle Haggard. We're in our last segment. We only have minutes to go in this show. Never enough time, George. One of the things we do with the audience, we let you know what's coming up in the Trump, as the Trump train rolls down the tracks, barrels down the tracks now. Tomorrow, the Trump train pulls into Chester Township, Pennsylvania, at the Sun Center Studios. Registration is closed for this event, meaning they've probably already handed out 10,000 tickets for a hall that holds 2,000 people. And by the way, that's a remarkable thing, George. In all of these Trump events, there hasn't been a Trump event that didn't have a huge overflow crowd. I've never heard a single complaint from a single person that, you know, hey, I drove 4 hours, I stood and waited in a line for four more hours, and I didn't even get in. I've never heard a single person complain. And there are hundreds of thousands of people who tried to get into Trump events and can't. I watched a Clinton event at Temple University yesterday. And get this, folks, I just have to say it very quickly. All of her events are staged. There weren't even 100 chairs in the audience. The stage was, people said, this looks like a Hollywood set. There was no audience. There were more media people and Clinton campaign people behind the 100 chairs that were set out than all the people were there. And then the people that were there, this was at Temple University. They couldn't find any Temple students who actually got into the event. The audience was made up of high school kids that were bussed in by Hillary from a black high school. Holy mackerel. Her events are staged. The audience is not there. Tomorrow in Chester Township, PA, at the Sun Center Studios, and then the next day, Saturday, I don't show anything for Friday, but we'll be on the air Friday, Saturday in Roanoke, Virginia, and you can get tickets for the event at the Berglund Center at 6 p.m. on Saturday. So all of those, both of those events, we will cover here on this show. Mike Pence, meanwhile, will be tomorrow in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and at 2 p.m. And then also, same day, he'll be in Mesa, Arizona at 6:30 p.m. You can check all of that at DonaldJTrump.com. That's where I get all of my scheduling. Folks have noticed, by the way, on the Hillary Clinton schedule page, events are getting canceled left and right. She's failing to show at events. She canceled a fundraiser with people who had paid a couple hundred thousand dollars to get a table, and she canceled on that event yesterday. Whoa, boy, that means she was not well. We've run out of time. George, thank you very much. We'll see you all again. Well, thanks. And we'll see you all tomorrow with more Trump Phenomenon.
Difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.